Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Broden, it's your turn. There's 7 left. You have a big axe. You've got a smaller hand axe for throwing, and then a javelin, also for throwing. You can, I think, 3 times a day, you can enter a rage where you just enter like a battle fury. And
yeah.
You pay attention only to the fight.
And I'm funny you mention that. Because
you're going to use it?
I'm getting mad.
You begin raging?
I hate robots. Always have. I take out my little axe and go troppo.
So with the little axe, do you want to throw it at a distant guy or do you want to hit a near guy?
Because I'm going to throw with an angle.
Yeah.
And it's going to hit both.
Like in Wanted. Okay.
Nice.
What do I need for this? Like a 20 for this to happen?
No, you can just do this.
Great.
Rock and roll.
I mean, technically you should be throwing 2 axes, but whatever.
It's a boomerang.
So it owns property?
It's got a curvature.
Yeah. I can do jokes too. You hit the first one, but unfortunately the boomerang doesn't have enough momentum to carry on and hit the next one. It gets deflected at an angle.
I disagree.
Unfortunately, that's kind of irrelevant to the situation. You destroy another one and there's 6 left. And Austin, it's your turn.
Can I use Shatter on one of them? A cost Shatter.
So Shatter is an area effect.
I'll do it on multiple then.
Okay. Now, you can hit 4 of them, but you're also hitting civilians.
That's okay.
Collateral damage, dear boy.
They weren't going to vote anyway.
They weren't going to vote for Aloysius. I could tell, dude. I could tell. And if they're not going to vote for Aloysius, I don't even want to fucking hear about him, to be honest.
Okay, you deal
Gladys Berry Jekyll, you know. Gladys Berry
Jekyll. Kill 4 of them and 4 people.
Okay, I didn't think it would kill them. Oh, well. I think I'll get away with this.
There's 2 of the mechanical creatures left and fewer of the civilians
left. Did anyone see?
Yeah. Everyone saw.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Rip out their eyes.
Turn tact. Be like, who's the opposition?
Cran Johnson or something?
Yeah. I represent Cran Johnson.
He killed your friends.
It's their turn, the human-sized mechanical
creatures. They do feel like they should be little, don't they?
Yeah, but they're really not.
They should be like the size of a
kid. My turn again, I have a plan.
It'll be your turn in just a moment.
I have a plan.
I'm excited to hear it.
One of them attacks and misses you, Broden, and the other one attacks and hits you, Austin.
Gracious!
You take 3 points of damage, Austin.
How dare you kill those?
How many left are there?
There's two left. Okay. It's Bradley's turn. Bradley rushes over to the civilians you've killed, hops off her horse, and she places her hands upon their shattered bodies, and you see her channeling magic into them.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
She, one of them, comes back to life.
I thought that was really you then, having a moment. I was genuinely worried for a second, because that came out of nowhere.
It really scared me.
For like a millisecond, I'm talking like the Titanic sub-millisecond. I was like, are you okay? Now I'm okay, go on.
One of them is brought back to life under command of
Titanic sub people.
Oh, thank God.
If only it were that easy.
Yeah. Totally.
Commander Bradley brings one of the civilians that Austin killed back to life.
Right. Oh, that's great. Great news.
Yeah, no harm, no foul.
You killed me and I vote.
For Crayon Johnson.
Broden, it's your turn.
Okay, how many are left?
There's two left.
That's not enough.
Not enough.
What's your plan?
My plan was to use the right tool for the job card.
Uh-huh. Oh. You're the good boy card that you got?
Yeah. And the right tool for the job is an electromagnetic pulse. It scorches the earth of all robots.
I reckon, because we're probably going to fight more robots.
The object breaks after you use it, so you might want to save that.
I have another card.
If you've been good.
If you've done well.
What's gooder than using an EMP to kill two robots?
Maybe being nice to me.
You're cool.
I'll pay that. Get a good
card.
Can I
say something genuinely about you?
Yeah.
I was about to give you a compliment on your nice shirt.
Thank you.
Where is that from?
It's from Gazman.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice for Gazman.
Yeah.
I like Gazman's like a dad shirt kind of place.
Yeah,
looks really nice on you. You've had a compliment on your jumper.
Yes.
And your pants, and now your shirt.
Oh, that's a trifecta, hat trick. Get a good boy card.
Oh, great! I got a different. Oh, actually, I got a better one.
Well, you got both now.
Can we
these
know what
cards
it is?
Are great. Where can I buy these?
Currently, I think you could buy the digital version on our website at sanspantsradio.com, and we're currently sold out of the physical versions.
Oh, well, you should make more.
Yeah, we will.
It's unprofessional. You don't have them ready.
We're sold out.
Yes. I've just been handed, dear sir, a pretty strong for my size card.
Mm-hmm.
You re-roll any strength-based check with advantage.
You then...
Try and tear one of them in half. That'll
be
a strength-based
check. Yeah, I'm
going to
rip one in half. I'm going to rip one in half by the lips.
Pull the lips around their head. Yeah. There's nothing left.
We shall open a portal to the mortal realm. Wait.
The robot realm.
Make a new purse out of their lips.
Find the modem for them all.
The one right in front of you, you grab it. Let's all refresh ourselves with the picture.
Yuck.
You grab with one hand the top lip, with the other hand the bottom lip.
Yeah.
You feel the teeth in there, because it has teeth, if you'll notice. Yeah. Perfectly straight and aligned.
Yeah, nice.
And then you tilt its head back. It can tilt back to a perfect 90 degrees. And then you tear the creature in two.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It splits neatly down the middle. Suspiciously neatly, almost.
And I get the horn.
Yeah, you become engorged from a thing like that.
That is my kink.
You
killing robots.
Spend the card, put it back in the deck. But yeah, you destroy one of them, and there's only one left. Austin, it's your turn.
What the hell can I do? What does Thunderclap do?
It's what you did before, but it only hurt one of them.
I'll do that then.
All right, you cast Thunderclap.
Thunderclap!
He says thunderclap while he thunderclaps.
I got to say all my spells while I do them, I think. I think that's a
I love that.
I have, yeah.
You shake this creature to its very core, but something about it holds strong, and unfortunately you haven't destroyed it.
Okay.
It's its turn. It lunges at you again.
Ugh.
Whoa!
It's kind of you and it are wrestling each other, but neither of you are able to get... advantage on the other one.
Oh, no.
Help me, Broden!
It's Bradley's turn. She brings another person you killed back to life.
No harm, no foul. Help me, Broden!
Broden, it's your turn.
Well, it appears that I am truly the aid. That's my thing I say.
Okay, cool.
That's really nice.
I
will remember that.
I got an incredible spinning heel kick.
Yeah. Nice.
And I take in the temple of the my fucking robot.
It works, annoyingly.
Yeah.
You kick it twice.
Damn.
Doing one spin kick after another.
It's a 360,
kind of
so what's 720?
Yeah.
I do a 720.
Whoa.
All right.
So it's one through and then around again.
And you have rollerblades, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But that makes it quicker.
It makes it easier.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying.
You're pirouetting.
I look like
inline skates or rollerblades?
Rollerblades.
Okay. Rollerblades, okay.
But I look like, what's the one who bashed the girl's knee out in the Olympics?
Oh, Tonya Harding?
I call it the Tonya Harding.
Is that, do you say that before you do it?
I say, Tuggo. Tonya Harding as I do it.
All right, you take the creature's head neatly off.
Yeah, nice.
It collapses. All eight of them are now destroyed.
Thank you, Brody Kelly, my oldest
friend. Parts
of
them continue to kind of like writhe and move, but they can't hurt anyone now.
Well, they could if you put your face near it, like a writhe.
You could get bitten, maybe.
Yeah, don't be stupid about it.
Sure.
How's the people I killed?
Commander Bradley giving you a very sour look.
Well, they're coming back to life, right?
So he's able to save three out of the four.
Well, no harm, no foul.
To celebrate, let us go to the Cornhills.
Actually, I would much prefer if you could help me now.
I was trying to think of the most annoying thing to you. Like, what would be the most off...
off script, off place to go.
If you wish to go to the corn... can I count on your assistance?
Where's our dog?
Hot Long,
uh-huh.
You finish the first meal.
Yeah. Okay, where I was hiding, what kind of hiding place was it?
It was under a table.
Excellent. How many meals could I have... surreptitiously, because I'm still scared, grabbed and then brought back under the table so I can then scoff it under the table. I'm still worried about
basically
that big
chicken until
in the sky.
You puke.
Yes, great.
All right.
Is there anything that like you're not meant to eat that like we don't want you eating?
Yeah,
like you're like not allowed to have chocolate or whatever. Or like you allergic to grapes like a real dog?
Yeah, I reckon some kind of like most fruit like a kobold should not eat.
Because I like that maybe is something I'm becoming concerned about. Like I know if we leave Hot Long at the pub, he's going to eat something he's not going to maybe get diarrhea or whatever.
Legumes? Can't eat onion.
Can't eat onion, exactly.
No onion, no legumes.
Okay, fair enough.
Chocolate.
Chocolate,
yeah, definitely chocolate. No chocolate for
that'll
this
make him
one.
Really hyper and then it'll throw
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Cheese is real bad, but okay. I can have a little bit of cheese.
Yeah, a little bit of cheese.
A little bit of cheese is all right.
The cheese tax. You know that song on TikTok?
I do, I love that. Yeah.
You gotta pay the cheese tax every time we're cooking. When the cheese comes out, this puppy starts looking.
Well, I might run back to the pub to look off, make sure our dog's not dead.
But I feel like a chicken parmer worth of cheese is bad.
Yeah, oh yeah.
How many of them did I eat?
For a dog?
How big is this dog?
He's about.
How much do you weigh?
He's about, let's say, like toddler height.
Toddler sized, yeah.
Like
35. Oh, no, toddler, no, like.
About 30 pounds? I don't know what that is in kilos.
Nothing. Yeah.
Doesn't
my dog can. My dog's like big boy. He can eat. He eats like a man.
Well, if he's about the size of a man, that makes sense.
Yeah, 35 kilos, like a small girl.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I rush back to the tavern to check on our dog.
Right. Well, you find Hot Long. probably puked up, maybe even the puke
a little bit.
God damn it. I'd like to poke my head out of the tavern and be like, he got into some onion.
That's on a t-shirt.
Broden, you are Commander Bradley has asked you to help her move the people north, and you have agreed. You pass Osa's brew, or what's left of Osa's brew, with the two of these.
I'll drag our dog out with them.
I regret going into detail about their business model now. It's irrelevant, isn't it? You should have said it was irrelevant.
That's on you, Adam.
Yeah. Run this ship.
You're the captain now, Adam.
Come on, man.
Can I add a fourth compliment? Your glasses are very nicely kept.
Thank you.
What are they?
What do you mean kept?
Well, like they're clean as.
They are
clean. That's true.
Yeah. Sorry, are they from Oscar Wilde?
Nice. Yeah, that's a classy person.
We're getting a lot of like the brands that you could do the whole like dresses Adam thing.
Your windshield was just like a Kmart, wasn't it?
Target.
And your pants?
My pants are, I forget. It's like a Connor or something like that.
We'll go with Connor.
Yeah.
So first it starts with some Target.
and then a little bit of Oscar in the pant. And then a target on the jumper, then an Oscar Wilde glasses, and that's how you dress.
Like. I truly overprepared for this.
I'm wearing gym shorts and a football top.
And you look great in it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Like what's the symbol? I've been puzzling this one out. Yeah, the hat. What is
it's
that?
The Phillies. Can I tell you about this hat?
Yeah, please.
Can we do it? This is, do you remember the song Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
You and me, baby.
Baby, we're nothing but mammals.
He's a fan of my comedy group, Auntie Donna.
Oh, yeah.
And he came to our show in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then he sent me last year a care package of, because I go for the 76ers in NBA.
Yeah.
He sent me a care package of Bloodhound Gang cross Philadelphia sports
what
merch.
What the fuck? That's awesome.
Yeah, his name's Jimmy Pop, and he's a dumb white guy.
You know, Shout out to Jimmy Pop.
Yeah, Jimmy Pop.
So friend of the show.
So the hat comes from Jimmy Pop from the Bloodhound Gang.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
So, yeah. I wouldn't have brought it up unless you said, tell me about the hat.
Yeah, but you walked in.
It's the Phillies. It's a Phillies hat.
Yeah. Well, anyway. All
he lives off. He lives off residuals. Like
that's
having
cool.
a number one song in like 2000.
Isn't that the dream though?
Yeah. He sends random sketch comedians in Melbourne a care package of merch because he's like, I had a good song 20 years ago.
Yeah, fucking hell.
They really do nothing else?
20 years ago.
Really a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They probably, they made a lot of money off an album.
Yeah.
And it was at the peak of like when that, because you know how like records cost $30 to buy in the 80s, but cost $20 to make or something.
Mm. Sure, sure, sure.
And then CDs came in and they cost 50 cents to make, but they kept charging $30.
Right, $30. Right.
So
yeah,
like
yeah.
there was a period just before Napster where the profit margin on a CD
would have been through the fucking
Yeah,
roof.
Like it was like $29.50 on a
God.
So like the bands who were big at the 2000s, the number ones were just
made.
So rich.
Wow. That's
and then crazy. Naps came in and leveled out the playing field.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But they so that's anyone who was famous around that time. That's why you don't hear from them.
Anyway, you arrive at Silverhall.
Oh, we're at Silverhall.
Yeah, you're at Silverhall. Cool. Commander Bradley has asked you to help, and you said yes.
Thank you. I don't remember doing
that. You have
that.
To carry me.
Yeah, okay.
I can see
I have a distended belly.
Yeah.
I can see the Swessford Wood from here.
That's where you fought the undead wolf.
Oh, I recall that.
It was a. Was I there?
Yes, you were there.
You did the killing blow. I think. From like you grabbed its lips. And
yeah, your
signature,
it's your
signature
you, I think,
move.
Didn't you give it the
oh, the Tonya Harding?
Your signature
Tonya
move Harding, and your signature it? Line.
I do not recall.
Your memory's getting worse.
Oh, that's that barbarian rage.
May I question?
Yeah.
To the east, I see the gold road to the Lithgow.
Yeah.
Then further east, I see this strange land of bones. What prithee there?
Is that you asking Commander Bradley?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's interesting that you should mention that. If you could, I need you to do a few things around town to help. We need to remarshal our resources before we make a counterattack.
So you don't want to talk about the bones?
No, I do, actually. There are clerics. The Church of Bones is the biggest financial, biggest financial, biggest religious.
I know a dog who would love to go there.
The biggest religious institution in town. They have clerics who can help the wounded.
And how are they reforming their past grievances as a church?
What?
The horrible years!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Of that church. Incredible wealth and horrible, horrible histories.
Perhaps you could bring that up with them.
I will. I will. I saw a Four Corners about it.
I'm going to cut the brass bastion for time. But if you could head. If you could also head to the Corn Hills. The farmers there need to be alerted of the trouble in town, told to stay away.
You want me to go there, dear Bradley?
I would appreciate
all three of us?
Yes, and then
a dog is sick. Do you have such as a lintiment or an ointment or a salve?
You're given some ipecac needle syrup.
Oh yeah, okay.
You have a spoonful. Uh-huh. There's a brief moment, and then you puke until you feel better.
Nice. I had the old go to sleep needle ready. You're so lucky.
You had the motion with your hands. The hook.
I was ready to kill that dog. Just to go have a big long sleep. Then, you're lucky.
In the market square, there are three stores. The Night Decoration, run by a blacksmith. We're going to need her expertise.
Oh, indeed.
Jugs and Marketplace.
Now, what is there?
There are the Gnome Brothers, Jugs and Marketplace.
Oh, okay,
all right,
right,
okay, fair enough.
And a Mad Mix.
Is
that the third one?
No. The third one is Ava's Mixtures. She's an alchemist. Also be helpful for the water.
Alchemy? By that is demonry. I do not believe in the dark arts. I shall not go there. Or will I?
That's up to you, I suppose. But if you could, it would be rather helpful.
Well, let's start with, say, the corn woods, do you reckon?
Corn hills.
Whatever it is.
'Twas no wood in the corn hills, good sire, but more husks.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, for the corn hills, what are we doing there? A wand and a farmer's. All right.
It sounds a little boring.
We'll be quick.
Yeah, okay, we go there.
Can we go to the edge and be like, hey!
Yeah. Can we perchance send a tweet?
No, unfortunately, the internet's down with all the problems happening.
Fair enough.
So to get there, you pass through the Brass Bastion, which is like the citadel in the center of the city. Mm. As you go through, the soldiers in the time that it took for all of this to happen have recaptured and whatever awful things you get to skip.
Okay, nice.
You do notice that these creatures have come through this area. Mm. They've tried to disassemble the building and then reassemble it. You see, one of the knights here is looking at their plans. They were going to make a perfectly shaped cube. Ooh, as you walk through, a lot of the creatures, they're broken up, destroyed here. The mouths keep going, saying, inefficient, too curved, uneven bricks, inefficient windows.
Can I pick one of the mouths up?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just going to flick it around. Well, it keeps flopping in the air.
No, it's stiff.
Can I put it over my mouth?
You can, sure.
It's as though I am one of the robots. And then it's like I'm talking.
Yeah. Can I pick another one up? And like a shark testing to see what it is like, can I use my teeth and mouth?
It's like lead.
That's true about sharks. They do a little test bite.
Yeah, I do that with my tongue. My tongue goes out before any food comes in. My tongue goes and gives it a little investigate. Oh, yeah. Does that with a toothbrush too. When I'm brushing my teeth, my tongue follows the toothbrush in my mouth. I can't stop it. I don't know why.
Yeah. You'd be hell for a dentist.
I would be hell for a dentist.
You'd be hell for a dentist. You'd be hell for a dentist indeed. That sounded like a song.
It did.
It did sound a little bit. You arrive at the Corn Hills on the other side of the Brass Bastion. There's a bunch of the farmers have already assembled here, and you see that there's a man standing kind of like in a...
Kill him.
Is that your instruction?
There's a man standing kind of like in a prominent position. He's looking to address you as you approach.
If you say kill him, I'm throwing out a spell, dude. You got to tell me if you're saying kill him.
Hold!
I suck the spell.
Hold your spell. Suck it back. I know it hurts.
It is painful.
Grabbing a spear.
Okay. We're ready. You can tell us to kill anyone if we do it.
Let us hear what this town's, this husky Cornhill language user will say.
You can see he's chewing. He's got chewing tobacco in his mouth every now and then. As you're talking to him, he spits at the ground.
Mm. Yeah. I go investigate that.
Hey, 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 hey! He can't be having none of that.
Yeah, no.
Charles Blythe, he says, sticking out a hand to shake yours. Mm. Anyone who wants to.
There's a pleasure.
We take his hand, all of us put once. A hand and paw out.
I sniff it.
Yeah.
Is there trouble in town?
Indeed there is!
Yeah, we can see the smoke.
I hold up the lips.
Are you for sale? He says.
What?
Well, just in the chaos, I got a job if you need money.
No, we don't have time.
That's just real quick. I just need you to kill a guy.
Just tell him the thing.
There's robots in town. They're trying to make everything cubes.
Yeah.
And we're against it, frankly.
500 gold, he says.
I have 400.
500 gold. That's, I mean, imagine how kill much one guy. Make.
I could go through that the pokey.
Yeah, that'd be
a whole night.
That's 1,000 gold if we're lucky.
Yeah.
All right, well, who's the guy?
Arnold Kruk. Kruk House. You'll see it in the southeast end of town.
Is it kind of out of our way a bit?
It sounds like it, yeah.
Well,
he's killing.
500 gold?
500 gold. But why? Well, if it's such an easy task, why is he...
Yeah, why? Yeah, great question.
Well, if I send one of my guys, it's going to be obvious.
Well, why do you want him dead?
Competition.
What are you... Is he... What's... Huh?
He's my competition.
No, in the selling of corn?
Yeah.
I really can't, Siebes. Like, I want... with this. There's a war on with these robots, man. Like, read the room.
Okay, he says.
I mean, we can do it after we deal with the robots if it's so important.
If you kill them, I'll pay you 500 gold. That's all I'm saying.
If we come across them.
It's a time of war. If you went to Russia now and someone's like, I'll give you 500 rubles, you're like, the ruble's worth, like, dust, mate. Do you know what I mean? This will all, if the world ends, if this realm ends, this 4X94 world ends,
then it's called gear water.
Yeah,
gear
but in the process of saving the world, if we do kill him,
we can come back.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, the dog's upset.
Well, that's not my fault.
It's like trying to make money in 1945.
That's why he's so upset.
When they're dropping atom bombs. We're like, we gotta end this war.
All right,
and then we can come back with some fucking money. But if we don't win this war now, the gold will mean nothing.
Yeah, but in the price, I mean, we'll be
how will history
anyway?
Remember us? How will history remember us?
Oh my god,
I'm Husk,
huh?
Husk.
My name's not Husk. My name's Charles Blythe.
No, the other guy.
Who?
Oh, Arnold Kruk.
Oh yeah, Kruk. You know how I got the Hux or whatever I said. Kruk, we deny we're in a time of war.
We're not doing it.
I've hid between.
He puts up his hands and steps
Austin.
Back.
Come back.
What was your name again?
Austin.
I've hid behind Austin's legs. Oh. I'm very worried and scared that Broden has raised his voice.
I had a. That's. I have. That's wisdom plus one right there.
That's true.
It's got a good point. Well,
that was wise.
But also minus one intelligence. So we go and kill the things and win.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll head back into. We've done our job here with the corn people.
Okay. So you pass by the market square.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
You see there's more of these creatures. You don't have to engage them. It looks like the fighting here has already
stopped,
and it looks like the creatures have won this particular part of the city.
Yeah.
You just see them calling out, Market Square, but it's not square. Oh, what's that about?
Yeah, nice.
They're doing stand up, but they're losing the crowd. That's happening here.
I'm nodding in agreement.
Yeah. Speaking of losing the crowd, you could see a bunch of people, unfortunately now dead, who they have squared and stacked in the middle of the market square.
That's gross.
Yeah.
What are we doing here again?
There's three locations adjacent to the market square.
Yeah.
Eva's mattress.
Jugs and Marketplace.
I remember that
the
name.
The Night Decoration and Ava's Mix. Ava's Mixtures.
Oh, it's just your handwriting. It looks like Ava's Mattress.
I think I spotted that last night.
We needed
night.
To
I'm
find
sorry.
A blacksmith, didn't we?
That's the Night Decoration.
We go there.
Okay.
That's back towards Cornhill, just so you know.
Well, we would have passed it on the way, then.
As you approach...
I remember, and we turn around.
That looks good.
As you approach...
Come
it's
back
a,
there and get a hat or whatever.
Very classic blacksmithy with a building adjacent to it. As you approach, the doors to the building explode open, and a halfling woman steps out and says, you lot here with the Commander Bradley, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, come on. I was wondering when she'd send someone. Come on.
Okay, we go inside.
What accent is this? Yeah.
My best attempt, my note here is EastEnder accent.
Oh, yes, like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I think I've tried to do this once, and these two were like Aussie.
Oh, well, none of that washing up like one of family.
Oh, no.
EastEnders.
EastEnders.
I'm an EastEnders.
Oh, look, he's a little chicken chaser, isn't he?
Your EastEnder accent's like you've been punched in the nose.
Is this the one where you roll your R's like that?
I think that's Somerset. That's
I don't know where I am now.
I think that's Somerset.
Somerset.
They're taking the cows to Somerset.
They've taken the cows.
Oh, me cows.
Anyway, I'll do this one. Whatever, who cares?
Not the coup.
Yeah.
I'm Marilla. Marilla Wiseacre. And who are you?
Nice to meet you.
Austin Huxley. We're here to collect... Mammoths? Yes, you.
Blacksmith.
Yes.
That'd be me.
Well, if you knew, why didn't you go down to Bradley?
Well, I can't. I need your help loading up the wagon.
Right. Okay.
You can see out the back, she has a donkey and a cart, mm-hmm. and the cart is half loaded with just bits and pieces for armor. Mm-hmm. With the three of you's help, you're able to load the wagon pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. She hops in. There's only room enough for one person with all the stuff.
Do we have to get on the sides?
Well, she didn't move too quickly.
I want to get on
the donkey. I'll just follow behind you. Where are we going next?
Back to the Bradley's encampment, right? I assume she's going to drive the horse.
Yep.
And we're going to go alongside and defend it.
Yeah. You can take her straight back to the castle, or you can pick up other people while you're here.
Do we need to pick up anyone else?
Need to
You need to go.
We need to go alchemist.
Jugs and Marketplace.
No, Broden's not going to go to the alchemist.
Gnomes.
It's not going to happen. We'll go to the gnome.
Demonry. Dog. Oh. Hound at his demonry.
Okay, skipping Ava's mixtures.
Yeah.
Bad.
We can try, but it's not going to happen. Yeah.
Bad, no.
Yes,
hound.
Jugs. I start growling. Anytime now alchemy is mentioned, I start growling.
Men with beards and alchemy. Yeah. That's what our dog hates.
Jugs
and high viz and high pressure hoses.
Jugs and Marketplace has been impacted by, it looks like a meteor, but it's a perfect cube.
Whoa.
You can try and shift or try and sift through the wreckage if you want.
Do we think that pretty much the gnomes in here have been squished?
It's hard to tell, but it does look like it's there. It doesn't look good.
Is this a sort of never mind, do you reckon?
You can skip do a bit of
a sniff.
Yeah.
I'll do a bit of a sniff, see what my nose smells.
Oh, the super sense.
Yeah. We send the dog in.
Yeah.
In you go, hound.
So,
yes.
Hotlong.
Mm. Yes.
Hotlong or Hotlongs? Hot you know lungs. What? I don't care. Yes. Hotlongs. You
hot dog, hot long dogs.
Yeah. Searching around what's left of the building, there's part of the giant square has impacted with the ground floor, mm-hmm. and where that tip is, you can see that there's a little trace outline of what is quite obviously a trap door, mm-hmm. some sort of hidden door, and from underneath it, you can hear.
I knock back.
With your paw.
Can I
go on, can I scrabble on there and start digging?
Yeah, it's wood. There's no digging to be had.
Is there a rock on the trapdoor?
There's the big cube uh-huh. is resting.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's a rock.
Can I lift the...
No, my annoyance is that I just fucking described that.
Can I confirmation.
Can I try and lift up the door? At all?
There's a rock on it.
I know.
Can give it a red hot I know.
Okay.
It's not rolled.
Hot. Oh, man, you're strong, hot lungs.
Strong little dog.
Strong.
You shift it a little bit, actually. It shifts, and there's a little bit of a crack opens up, and you see two sets of eyes in the darkness call out, "Oh, thank God.
Hello.
Oh, we thought we were going to die down here. Can you let us out, please?
Yes. Maybe. Yes.
Everything all right in there, dog? Hound?
Ah, 1 minute. I scramble back out, laying under.
Can I cast a spell shatter on the cube?
Okay, yeah, you can. With that, no roll required, you break it up enough that the door can now be opened easily.
Nice. Cool. Can I get a good boy card for that?
Can I wait for a tree?
All right, I'll allow that.
Yes!
Sure. That's a creative way of fixing the problem.
Thank
I was
you.
Expecting
I'm a genius.
Strong men to have to lift it up. So.
Can I get it? I'm waiting for a tree.
Do we have any treats for him?
Whoa, what are you talking? Like, what do you like?
Do we have, like, special treats that are good for his
imagine,
guts?
Like jerky, some kind of, like dried chicken.
Situation.
Yeah.
I saw that as well.
I don't think we have any schmackos. What have I got in my pack that you could have? Nothing. My pack is empty. I've got nothing. I've got the clothes on my back, and that's it. Oh, my God.
A drum? Do you want a drum? I've got 15 drums.
Ooh. You got 15 drums?
That can't be right. 15? Can I see?
Yeah, that's
how did you acquire 15 drums?
Well, everything's a drum.
It is true.
Oh, no, that's gold.
I have 15 gold?
15 gold?
Plus
and then,
4.
Yeah, plus 4.
You got 19 gold.
And then that's the... quantity over there. You've got one drum.
We could have another 500 what's gold the, if we can rock or whatever.
What was your question? Wrong? Yeah, what's
human
up?
Human racial traits.
Mm? Yeah, you got some.
That's the abilities you get for being a human.
Not about that.
Yeah, well, D&D is trying to move away from that terminology.
Learning so much today.
This is a real educational episode. Let's say we got a schmacko that we'll give the dog.
Yeah, we give him a schmacko.
And a scratch between on the bum. Yeah, like a scratch in the head.
Yeah. On the top of the, next to the tail.
It's good for me.
The two gnomes climb out from their hiding place. You hope this is how you can tell them apart. Juggs has green hair and Marketplace is bald with a big M tattooed on the back of his head.
That'll do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
you for saving us.
Do we know where they're meant to go?
To the castle.
All right, we'll point to the castle.
Well, we have, you know, I'm a dog. Never mind.
No, we're going to stay here.
All right.
I have the right tool for the job.
Good.
What is it?
We have mighty wings that can fly us wherever we see fit.
Do you want to spend the card for that?
Oh, I have a mighty Airbus A380.
It breaks after you use it, though.
Yeah, we fly to a place that's going to expedite this.
Probably want a small. You probably want a smaller plane for that.
All right, we'll get a 767.
Also, I don't know if we want to touch flying planes into things.
Yeah.
No.
We get in the plane.
Okay.
I need a massive. This is the biggest commercial airline in the world. This needs a huge amount of runway to take off, even with just like two people in it.
Yeah.
So
why don't you pick a helicopter?
No, I've picked an Airbus A380. Okay. This is one of the ones owned by Emirates. Qantas, by the way, are looking to remove the A380s from their fleet.
Is it too big?
It's uneconomical.
Yeah.
They thought the model for Airbus was like more people to hubs.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Boeing went, Dreamliners, which is better planes, small planes that can go everywhere more efficiently. Yeah. And the market said Dreamliners. So we fly to, where do we need to go?
How many more people do we need to do?
Oh yeah, Ava's mixtures. I forgot about that.
You can
Ava's mixtures. That's the devil's magic, right?
No, that's
it's demonry.
Is that the alchemist?
Ava's mixtures is the alchemist.
Well, Frodo's not going to go in.
Yeah, that's demonry.
Yeah, no, that's why
block.
I said you.
Yeah,
that's why I said you're skipping it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Now the Church of Bones is the last place you have left to go.
Oh, that's okay. Well, maybe we go there before we get the Airbus out. Do you reckon?
Okay, I'll put the Airbus in a hangar for now.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.